Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
11208.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Suzanne Ferguson.
All right, thank you. Not locating an account so far. Spell your last name.
F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you. May I ask the reason for your call today?
Yeah, my card was charged $49.97 on January 18th. I'd like to know why.
Okay, all right. So once I'm able to locate that account, I'll be more than happy to help you with this. Is it S-U-S, Susan, or Suzanne?
You were the first one in all my majority of my life that started spelling it right. S-U-S-A-N-N-E. They
okay,
always spelled it with a Z.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. All right, here we go. I've located this account. And if you will please verify your shipping address.
1092 Crescent Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11208.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. I'm going over the account details. There we go. This is for an air purifier. It looks like this was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. So you paid $7.45 and $3.99 for the shipping and handling. That $49.97 is the membership fee. It buys you a $125 gift card to spend at an online vendor, which is the discount shopping store.
Yeah, I never got any of that.
Okay. Now, the membership is online, so you would have received an email, looks like on the 18th of January, excuse me, from that company. Well, how can I help you with this today?
Well, I mean, I don't understand. What was the reason? I mean, it's supposed to be an air purifier, okay, which I didn't get. It was $7.45. You said $3.99 for shipping and handling?
Yes, $7.45 for the shipping and handling, and then $3.99 for the warranty.
Okay.
All right, I'm going back to the tracking on it, and let's see what happened. It says it was delivered November 19th. Do you recall in November receiving that item?
No, honey.
Okay. All right, so what would you like me to do now that, like I said, the $49.97 is for the membership fee. Have you checked your emails yet to see if you've received any correspondence?
You said that was done back in November?
Right. So that was
I wouldn't know, you know, anything from then I don't have because I clear my phone gets automatically gets cleared.
Okay. Now, there were emails sent on December 18th as well as January 18th.
And what is it supposed to be? And what are these emails are saying? Because I have to look at those.
Okay. Give you the gift card code for you to spend that $125 gift card at the discount savings store. So let me see who it should be coming from. ShopCrazyDiscounts.com.
No, I don't even, that don't even ring a bell.
Okay. And it may be in your spam or junk mail if you want to go back and look through. Now, what would you like me to do today?
I would just like to have this whole thing canceled and refunded.
Okay. So I have the account canceled. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay. Hold on one second. Go ahead.
All right. That number is C as in cancel, 258-7735. 05. That cancels the account from any further charges. And as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund to that charge of $49.97. This is a valid charge due to those terms and conditions that were agreed to back in November.
And how much is the refund? And how much is the refund?
All right, 1 second. So that'll be a refund of $17.50.
Okay. I have no choice, right?
Okay, well, we do have you all canceled to prevent any further charges. That $17.50 will be refunded back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, honey. Thank you so much for your time and your patience.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Same to you. Thank you for calling customer support.
So what I'll have to do now is I'll have to file a report with the freaking post office again for not getting what I'm supposed to be getting. This is retarded.
Quite possibly. Would you like
No, I'm going to have to, yeah, because this will be the second time because they had texted me to tell me I had received something from somebody else I had ordered from. It was a medallion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me it was delivered, and it wasn't delivered. And I approached my mail person for that. And she said, well, could have been delivered next door. I said, no, because next door we have a good rapport. Whenever we get each other's mail, we give it to each other, so on and so forth. Anyway,
It happens quite often, huh?
Now I'm seeing this, yes. And plus there's mail I haven't gotten either from my doctor, mm-hmm. which was from January 29th.
I can give you that tracking number so that it'll help with your mm-hmm. claim. It's a pretty long number coming from the United States
ahead.
Postal Service. It's 9400.
9400.
1111.
1111.
0843.
0843.
5290.
5290.
7674.
7674.
95.
95. Okay. And that's the tracking number. And you said this was tracked from what date was that, honey? I'm sorry.
Says it was delivered November 19th at 11:27 a.m.
November 19th, 21, at 11 a.m.?
11:27 a.m.
11:27 a.m. And like I was saying, when I approached my mail person and told her about about this, she turned around and said, well, I'll look into it because sometimes they say they deliver it, but they
mm-hmm.
don't.
Yes, ma'am.
Because food will be at the post office. Well, needless to say, that was on a Wednesday. Come Saturday, I get the package, right? And the package was opened and they sealed it and did a lousy job sealing. Yeah. So instead of being 3 medallions in there, was only 1. So I had to file a complaint with them and get in contact with the company. You know, I mean, the company was kind enough to send me 2 more, but it took them a while to do it because it was coming from China, you know?
Yeah, man.
So when it goes through China, it's got that special thing they got to, security they got to go through before they send you whatever that's coming through China. So, but, I mean, I'm thankful that I got it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
But it just shows you how this postal service is, and it's sad.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm glad you had that taken care of. Hopefully this will be taken care of. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, love. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. Stay well. Stay safe. Have a blessed day.
Same to you. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.